Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 19th. Today's word is unfettered, spelled U-N-F-E-T-T-E-R-E-D. Unfettered is an adjective that means free, unrestrained. Here's the word used in a sentence. The biographer has been given unfettered access to the family's collection of personal correspondence. A fetter, F-E-T-T-E-R, is a chain or shackle for the feet as used on a prisoner, or more broadly, anything that confines or restrains. The word derives from the Middle English word fetter, F-E-T-E-R, and shares an ancestor with the Old English word fot, F-O-T, meaning foot. Fetter and unfetter both function as verbs in English, with contrasting literal meanings having to do with the putting on of and freeing from fetters. They likewise have contrasting figurative extensions having to do with the depriving and granting of freedom. The adjective unfettered resides mostly in the figurative, with the word typically describing someone or something unrestrained in progress or spirit. This is how English poet and clergyman John Donne used the word in his early 17th century work, The Progress of the Soul, with this sentence. To an unfettered soul's quick, nimble hast are falling stars and heart's thoughts but slow-paced. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.